السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدا عبدہ ورسولہ اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم مالک یوم الدین ایاک نعبد و ایاک نستعین اهدنا الصراط المستقیم صراط الذین انعمت علیہم غیر المغضوب علیہم ولا الضالین. ربنا وبسم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. گزشتہ حضرت ابراہیم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام has been mentioned.
اس کا جو بقیہ حصہ
دی ریمیننگ پارٹ آف دیٹ وچ آئی مینشنڈ ان دی ٹو پریویس سرمنز دی ریمیننگ پارٹ آئی مینشن ٹوڈے دی ریمیننگ پارٹ آف دی پریئر دی فور تھنگز وچ ہی آسکڈ ریگارڈنگ دی گریٹ پروفیٹ آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو مینشن دیز. The first one was Yatlu Alayhim Ayatika. I have already mentioned about that. And today the next one is Yuallimuhumul Kitaba Wal Hikma Wa Yuzakkihim, that he should be teaching them the book and teach them the wisdom of those commands and also purify them. So this was the prayer of Hazrat Ibrahim Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. As I said,
جو آیات تو اس عظیم رسول
دیٹ وٹ ایور ورسز یو ریویل ٹو دس گریٹ پروفیٹ دین دس گریٹ پروفیٹ شوڈ بی
کہ جن لوگوں کے لیے مبعوث ہوگا تلاوت
ہی وڈ بی ریسائٹنگ دوز ورسز فار دا پیپل ٹو ہوم ہی ہیز بین ریویلڈ ٹو ہوم ہی ہیز بین سینٹ
بھیجے گئے ہیں یا جو آیات نازل کی گئی ہیں
in those verses there are certain things from which one can learn a lesson. There is a lot of advice in that. It was not intended that he should simply read out those verses, but the real purpose was that as I mentioned two khutbas before, I have already mentioned that the real purpose was that
aane walon ke liye
these examples which were quoted there for the benefit of the people to come. So therefore, he prayed to Allah Almighty that this great Prophet, whom you are going to appoint for the future time, and for whom I am praying at this time, that he should be from among the progeny of Hazrat Ismail, he should be raised. That great Prophet, he would not only be reciting the verses only up to his time, and not only that the people of his age are only going to benefit from that, but he should not be only teaching and giving the advice to the people of his time alone, but as this Prophet is to be raised until the last day, the day of resurrection, therefore his education, his teaching, his guidance should be in the form of a book, so that the people who are going to act upon these teachings, they could benefit from that. So it clearly transpires from this prayer of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that he had been given this knowledge by Allah Almighty, that in this age such a prophet is going to be established whose teaching is going to remain forever until the last day. So therefore he prayed that the people among whom he is going to be raised and for the time for which he is going to be raised, he should be giving them the this teaching and these verses, all of it, and all these teaching that should be put together and compiled together in a form of a book. And actually this prayer was taught to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam by Allah Almighty, that the great Prophet who is going to be established and the great Sharia which is going to be given to him, that would be in the form of a written book. And it would be written in such a way that until the day of resurrection, not a small part of it is going to be changed in any way. And we see that by the grace of Allah, today it is only the Holy Quran which gives the teaching given by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the people after his demise. This is a written form. In the written form, this teaching has been received by the Muslims. And Allah Almighty also created such a huffaz, those who have memorized the Quran by heart. And each and every word and each every letter is clearly imprinted and engraved in their minds. And these people are all the times, even in the present age, they are there. So this teaching which was introduced through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was not only safeguarded in the form of a book, but also it was engraved in the minds and in the memory of the people. And in this way, measures were taken for its safety and security, and it was not done in case of any other teaching given to any other prophet before. No other book except the Holy Quran cannot claim that each and every word of that is in the same form as it was revealed. While the Holy Quran says and makes the claim that from day one, as it was revealed, exactly in the same form it is safeguarded today. The vowel points, where one has to stop, where one does not have to stop, all these great details, in that detail Allah Almighty has taken care of its safety and security. So this is the outstanding feature of the book which was given to that great prophet, and Allah Almighty perfected this Sharia. And Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, Al yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa razitu lakum al islam deena, that for your benefit I have perfected your religion for you, and making and completed my favor upon you, and as a religion I am pleased to make this religion as religion of Islam. So this is the announcement which Allah Almighty made in the Holy Quran. While on one side it is the announcement of the acceptance of the prayer of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, that this great prophet, all the bounties, they attained their culmination, and all the commandments they have been put together, all the historical events have been described, and the former books of Sharia have been mentioned, and all the high standards of the various commandments of religion have been mentioned, and because of those your Sharia is now complete, as Allah Almighty has announced. There is no other Sharia which can compete with the Quran in any way. No previous book can compete with the Holy Quran. And in fact, this is actually the only book which deserves to be called Al-Kitab, the book. And not only the books, matters of Sharia are mentioned here. Not only that much, but apart from that, highly intellectual and scientific things have also been mentioned, which for the people who were given the old scriptures, it was very difficult to understand. And even at the time of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, at his time, certain things, there might have been something which were only understood by the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and none else. Those prophecies which particularly relate with future. So this is the excellence of this book, which is known as Al-Kitab, that all the various branches of knowledge have been mentioned, and then it has been kept secure in its original pure form. And Allah Almighty has Himself mentioned that this book which has been given to this great prophet, I am going to preserve it, and there is none who can change its condition in any way. As Allah Almighty says, "Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun." That this zikr, this admonition, this Holy Quran, surely we have revealed, and we are going to see to it that it is kept safe and secure. And the measures for its safety were made from the very first day. During the time of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was written down. All the verses were written down. It was safeguarded at that time. Hazrat Masih Maud Alaihi Salatu Wasalam says that with reference to this verse, that this book has been revealed by us, and we are going to be its custodian and guardian. So you see, for the last 1300 years, the truthfulness of this prophecy is quite evident. In the Holy Quran, there is no such teaching regarding the setting up of partners with Allah Almighty is to be found, and in future also it's not going to happen that way, that any such teaching can ever be included in this teaching of the Holy Quran, because there are thousands upon thousands of people who have memorized the whole Quran. The commentaries are written, and in five daily prayers the verses of the Holy Quran are recited. Every day it is read out, recited. So therefore, the billions of its copies are spread all over the world, and all the people of the world are aware of this teaching. All these things are such that we can see that we can understand from this that this is a clinching argument to say that this is the book really secure. And also, in future, it is impossible, absolutely impossible, to have any change in the text of the Quran in future. Nobody can make such a change. So this is the argument of the fact that in future as well, there cannot be any change at all. So Allah Almighty, according to His promise, has safeguarded it until today. When Hazrat Masih Maud Alaihi Salatu Wasalam mentioned this thing, and there are more than 100 years have passed by until this statement was made, and the Holy Quran is safe and secure today, and as Hazrat Masih Maud Alaihi Salatu Wasalam has mentioned, that in future we cannot understand or think in any way that there could be any change in the teaching of the Holy Quran. That Allah Almighty, who is there forever and going to remain there forever, He is going to take guard, take care of this. The Antichrist, they have attempted to make certain changes. And these powers of the Dajjaliyyah, they cannot be successful in doing that. As I have already mentioned a couple of times that in about the changes, the attempted changes of the text of the Holy Quran by the opponents, there was a very serious conspiracy about that. The plan was very heinous, and first it was published as Furqanul Haq, and they made up certain wording and took some wording of the Holy Quran and mixed them together, and a combination of all that, they gave it a shape of certain verses, and they made certain chapters out of that, maybe 30 or 33, and for the first time in 1999 it was published from Evangelical Church. They published it. And the purpose of that was that I think that the Messiah to come, that this is a good news to give this news and to mentally prepare the Muslims, and a book could be introduced in the name of Furqanul Haq. There was a news in those days that this book is being circulated and being taught to the children. So then I asked the people in the Arabic desk, but I haven't got any report. It's quite late. It should have been informed earlier. 2 years ago, it was mentioned, and it was published from America. And those people who are those who try to attempt certain changes in it, another effort was made in this way, that there is a group among Muslims who is against Sharia. These people, they say, and they want that the verses about fighting and jihad, they should all be taken away from the Holy Quran. And they are the people who are very coward and without any courage, and they are trying to appease the Western people or the Christian people, or they do not have any link with the religion, and by making this a interpolation in the Holy Quran, this was an attempt of these people. And these attempts, whether they are from the Christians or from that group of the Muslims who call themselves Muslims, but actually they are doing their own harm, and they are performing this very bad role. All those people who are trying to change the Holy Quran in any way, they are not going to be successful in it at all. Allah Almighty has made a promise of that. These people can only, they are seeing with the worldly eyes, and they think that as in the Bible, human interpolation is there and interference is there. Similarly, it is possible to do the same in the Holy Quran. While this interpolation, there was no such promise. While in the Holy Quran, with the Holy Quran, this is the promise, and this is the only book about which Allah Almighty has given this promise. And the reason of that is that this book was revealed to that great prophet, whose teaching is going to remain till the end of the days. So therefore, whether they are outside Islam or in Islam, if they have the belief in God, then they should see to it that this is the only book which is pure and safeguarded in its original form, and whatever attempt these people may make, but they cannot make a change. They should have thought over it. On one side, we see that the prayer of made by Hazrat Ibrahim alaihissalam about a book containing this great teaching, and he has prayed for that. And on the other side, Allah Almighty says that I have accepted this prayer already. And that great prophet was raised in Arab, who gives the guidance according to this book, and the impact of that teaching has been witnessed by the whole world. In spite of this this enmity and opposition is done by those people who are blindfolded? Are those people are such who are just try to create some mischief and disorder? Allah Almighty has said that as this teaching has attained its perfection, and this prophet is also the seal of the prophet, the last of the law-bearing prophet, therefore neither any new, no prophet can come without following this great prophet, nor any other book can be revealed. You are trying these things, you are attempting these things, you can do it, but you will never be successful in it. The protection of this book and the protection of this Sharia has been taken into the hand by Allah Almighty and also through His chosen people. And in this age, that great stalwart of Allah has been raised, who has to fight against the Antichrist. And whatever attempt you may make, this is the decree of Allah, that now there is the last fight between the servants of God and the servants of Satan. And the servants of Allah are bound to succeed in this competition. And whatever time is given to these people or the opportunity is given to them, this is also a part of divine scheme. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ had made a prophecy regarding it, so that Allah could say that that He is the source of all the might and power. When Allah Almighty says that when I decree about something, I make a decision that does take place. So we do not have any worry, nothing to worry about these things, that these nasty attempts of these people are going to be successful. But maybe that some foolish people or ignorant people from among the Muslims, they are sometime destroyed and they lose their faith. And some people by way of mischief, some by ignorance, they get destroyed. But those people who claim to be Muslims and those people who are hiding themselves because of certain teaching, they should, instead of being ashamed of that, they should go to the teaching of the given by the age, and they should get a lesson from that so that they could know that what is right and what is wrong. So they should study what the promised Messiah has told them. The commands of the Holy Quran are there forever and they are going to remain there for all times. So each and every word has been protected by Allah Almighty from day one, and this will continue till the end of the time. This is His promise. So therefore the Holy Quran is such a book, nobody can make any change whatsoever in it. Some Muslims think that some of its teachings should now be abrogated, should be cancelled. As I mentioned, that these people, this teaching which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, they should try to learn the real meaning of this teaching from that great lover and the Imam of this age, the great lover of the Holy Prophet ﷺ and the Imam of the age, who was appointed for this very task directly by God Almighty. Regarding the teachings of the Holy Quran, this important thing is to be understood, that kitab means the commandments and certain obligations, and these two things are there in this Holy Quran. And farais are those things which are obligations and essential, and they have to be acted upon without any change. Very clear teaching is given regarding these things. And moreover, in ahkamat, in commandments, according to the situation, some commandments are of personal nature and some are for the whole community. So those which are personal, for certain situations, the choice is given to certain people. For example, the prayer, which are obligatory, and the obligatory prayers are there, and the nawafils are optional. And then in obligatory prayers, the prayer in congregation is there. People should stand with wuzu, with ablution, and along with that, it is mentioned that the people who are sick are on journey. There are certain other instructions. So this is a complete teaching, taking care of all situations, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, and there are quite a few examples of that nature. And those collective instructions, for example, jihad, are the instruction about fighting, which is there, which is sometime those people feel shy of those people of this teaching who want to make a change in this one. The very first thing to be noted in that is that do these countries whom these which these people are, you know, becoming active, they want to appease them, they want to please these people. Don't these countries actually fight with one another? Their own history is filled with the terrible wars. And in this age as well, in some countries, they have already occupied by force certain countries, and continuously they are in a state of war. So in the Muslims, instead of feeling ashamed of anything, they should rather put these people to shame. That what are you doing and what are you actually saying? And the Muslims who are true Muslims, they should do like that. And in the Holy Quran, wherever the subject of jihad is mentioned in the form of fighting, that jihad which is in which the sword is used, there are certain conditions for that. And if somebody transgresses against you, does injustice, in that case you are allowed to pay back in the same way and give a reply to that one. And do not go for bloodshed unnecessarily. And there are certain other commandments which are there regarding the prisoners of war. You should be kind and deal them with justice. And also that this fighting, if it is to be done, then the decision of that has to be done by the person who is in authority. Not Tom, Dick and Harry is going to make a decision about that. And in this age, the Hakam and Adal, whom Allah Almighty has appointed, who has to make a decision according to the teaching of the Holy Quran, as to which action is right and justified at this age, at this time, and who has to decide about these matters, that what is the explanation of the commandments of Allah Almighty at this time, which action is pleasing to Allah. So this Hakam and Adal has actually decided in this age, with my advent, the jihad with sword and arrows and these type of weapons is abundant now. And so you do the jihad in the same way as these people are doing. They are attacking Islam through literature and media. So you also defend Islam through literature. You not only defend this, but by spreading the teaching of the Holy Quran, you establish this point, that this is the teaching which carries the message of real salvation. This is from one God. And if these people are taking to this recourse, and they are publishing a book in the name of Islam and teaching, giving the teaching of Christianity, then you should defend that. You should try to oppose that. And this is the scholarly and intellectual jihad which is needed at this time. Jihad does not mean simply to fight. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ and his companions never ever took only this meaning of jihad. The jihad-e-akbar, the great jihad which is mentioned there, that is to act upon the teachings of the Holy Quran and to make yourself in conformity with that teaching of the Holy Quran. So if it is allowed to go for the fighting in the form of jihad as this, then somebody who attacks the governments, and the governments defend that, it is not the role of this jihadi movements. These people who are completely blind in this matter, we prove to them with argument that this attempt that you are doing, that is childish. And it looks like a very childish effort, although they claim that they have got a lot of wisdom. But one can easily make the understand that. One can easily understand that these are just human efforts. Whatever they have made. So I was talking about the security of the text of the Holy Quran. So Allah Almighty has mentioned about the Holy Quran. He has made this announcement that I am going to take care of its security. And the Orientalists, sometimes they twist the teaching about Islam, but some of them, they have also supported this very statement. And some of them have written about that. For example, Huzur says that John Burton is one of them.
The collection of Quran,
he says that in the book, the collection of Quran, Huzur is going to read out that whatever text that we have received is exactly the same text which was the text used and compiled by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and approved by that. And today the Holy Quran that we have, that this is actually that Quran which was at that time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Mr. Gibb also writes that this is a very strong reality that there has been no change or interpolation in the Holy Quran. And this fact is also very strong that the words spoken by the Holy Prophet, they were taken care, they were made secure and recorded very safely without any change until this time. Sir William Muir is a great Orientalist. He also writes that on the surface of the earth we do not have any other book, the text of which there is, that its text is absolutely secure even after 1200 years.
Dr. Morris,
another writer, he also
the Bible, the Quran, and
the
science,
Bible, the Quran, and science
French,
writes
translation.
This writer writes in this book that in this age, the Holy Quran that we find today, they are the authentic copies of the original, and there is no trace of any interpolation or change in the text of the Holy Quran. There are quite a few quotations and references from these people. Then one writer says
Noldik
is another writer. He writes that that we have got every security, internal and external, that the book that we have today is exactly the same book which was presented by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, presented to the world, and he used that. This is the way in which he says that there might be some topographical mistakes, but the Holy Quran which was presented by Hazrat Usman, the subject of that is exactly the same which was presented by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, although the order is slightly strange. And all these efforts of the European scholars to make to establish any change in the Holy Quran have completely been frustrated. So this is the book which was given actually by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the seal of the Prophet, it was revealed to him. No effort in the past has ever been successful, nor in future it will be successful, because it is the promise of Allah Almighty that I am going to see to it that it is kept safe and secure. And Allah Almighty made such arrangements that all the mayors were there in the past, and so it will be in future. And at no stage anybody can put this allegation that any interpolation was there actually in the text of the Quran. The meaning of the kitab is that something which is all inclusive, which includes everything. So in this respect, the Holy Quran is such a book in which all the good teachings have been put together. The social knowledge and the religious knowledge, scientific knowledge and the moral codes are also there. Hazrat Masih Maud says that Zalik al-Kitab, that this is the book in which the knowledge of God has actually created this one. And there is no doubt at all that the knowledge of Allah is the most perfect and complete. And the teachings which are put in the Holy Quran, they were all revealed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the basis of his perfect knowledge, because the book was being revealed and made perfect. So all the teachings which are mentioned in the Holy Quran, similar to that, we do not find in any other revealed book. They are not of that standard in any other book. There are certain commandments which are similar, but even their standard is not that high. La raiba fihi, when Allah Almighty said, it has made, Allah Almighty has made it very clear that I am the source of all knowledge and wisdom. I am telling you that there is no doubt in the excellence of this teaching of the Holy Quran, and there is no room for any sort of doubt whatsoever. You do whatever you can, but you cannot bring any book similar to the Holy Quran. By cheating you can try something, but you will be exposed immediately. If you ponder, as I have mentioned, an ordinary person even can make this judgment. And he can discern the reality about it. And he can find out how many defects are there in these attempts of these people. How they have been just tried to jumbled up and mixed up together, put together. The teaching of the Holy Quran, the summary of that is the establishment of the unity of Allah. And it revolves around the concept of unity. While you read this book which they have made, which has been made in order to mislead the Muslims. In the very beginning it has mentioned about Trinity. Very cleverly they have mentioned it about Trinity, and Trinity has been mentioned like the unity of God. So how the followers of unity can accept this message of Trinity? Either they should have been clever enough to mention something of unity, and then later on certain ways they should have put something about Trinity. But out of their foolishness, they made one statement in which they have put together the unity and Trinity together. Anyway, Huzur says there is no need of going into that detail. This is an absolutely foolish thing that they have done. I read out one quotation from the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam regarding the revelation of Allah, that the guidance given by that revelation is not for everyone, every type of person, but the effect of the revelation of Allah is for those people, those type of people who are very pious in nature, and those who are having the pure souls, pure heart and mind, those who are having the quality of righteousness and purity of mind, those people actually benefit from the revelation. He says, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that on this verse, Alif Lam Mim Zalikal Kitabu La Raiba Fihi Hudal Lil Muttaqin, if we ponder over it, one should ponder over these this verse, we should ponder over this verse, that how beautifully, very concisely and very beautifully Allah Almighty has mentioned about all these doubts and questions which arise in the minds of a person. That such a person who has got any doubt, he should actually benefit from this verse of the Holy Quran. First of all, Allah Almighty has mentioned the first cause that as to who has revealed this book, what is the reason of its being revealed, and also the greatness and the lofty position of the Holy Quran is mentioned. It is mentioned that it has been revealed by Allah Almighty, who is all-knowing. The one who has revealed is I am the one who has revealed, and who is having all the knowledge. And I am Alim and Hakim. There is nobody who can compete in knowledge and in wisdom. And then secondly, this the reason of its subject matter is mentioned there. And that is to say that this is a book, and such a grand book, such a perfect book, that everything is there, and this is based on the knowledge of Allah. It is the result of the revelation of Allah. The source of this book is the fountainhead of God Almighty. And Allah Almighty has mentioned the word that, which is generally indicated for something in distance. But Allah Almighty has mentioned by doing so that this is the result of the person of that great God Almighty, whose perfect knowledge and the hidden secrets are very difficult for people to comprehend. And in this complete teaching, Allah Almighty says that the matters of secret and the deeper meanings which are put into this revelation, they are the level of understanding of ordinary people, it is quite far away from that. And after that, Allah Almighty has mentioned the formation of this book, that is also mentioned there, and by that says la raiba fihi, that it is so logical and so strongly based on reason and logic that there is no room for anybody to doubt about that. It is not like other books, just like a narration or a story, but with very strong arguments and logical arguments. Very definite proofs are there, and very pure and very straightforward and very brilliant teaching has been mentioned in this book. And for its truth, it gives all the arguments and all what it wants to say. Very clearly, in great detail, he gives all the reasons to be understood by the people. And in itself, it's a great miracle. And it is like a very strong weapon to remove all sorts of doubts and suspicions from the minds of the person. And it is like a very sharp cutting sword. If it is to be understood in that way, if a pious person tries to understand it, that every doubt of that person would completely be eliminated and wiped away. And regarding the understanding of God, and it is mentioned there, it does not leave it that the God should be there. It doesn't say that only this much, that God should be there, but it gives definite and positive proofs of the fact and establishes the people on the point that God does exist. So these three aspects of the teachings are mentioned here, and according to all these three aspects and reasons, if we understand, and these are the things which make establish the excellence of the Holy Quran. And the fourth aspect of that, the fourth cause or the reason is mentioned there, and the illat-e-ghai, the ultimate purpose of that is mentioned there. This is related hudallil muttaqin, that this is the source of guidance for those who are righteous. The ordinary people who do not have the piety or the righteousness, they do not benefit from it. But, and Allah Almighty says, Hudallil Muttaqeen, that this is for the benefit of the righteous people, those who, because of their pure heart and mind, and also they have keen desire to learn more and more, and ultimately they are going to attain to that stage of full understanding and appreciation of the existence of God Almighty. And this will serve as a book of guidance for those people who to those people who those who are worthy that they should get the guidance. They are worthy of getting the guidance, and how they are going to be able to be like that, that first their inner self should be pure, and those who are given some intellect and wisdom, and they are able to understand the things which is going to put them on the right track. And in order to get this truth, they would have the keen desire, and the intention will also be pure. So in that case, ultimately, these things will be able to recognize the existence of God. And this pure righteousness will be attained by these people. If these things are not there, then the Holy Quran cannot be understood by those people. So Allah Almighty says that those people about whom Allah Almighty knows that these are the people who are having these qualities and they can attain to this thing, these are the people who are going to get the benefit from the Holy Quran. And before they die, Allah Almighty will be enable them to come to the right path. So now you see that here Allah Almighty has mentioned that those people who are worthy of getting the guidance in the sight of Allah and they are having the quality of righteousness, they would definitely get the guidance. And those verses which follow, the same thing has been mentioned, that who are those righteous people? Those people who are going to believe in the sight of Allah, although they have not yet joined the fold of Islam, but they are going to be from among the Muslims. And only those people will remain, though about whom Allah Almighty knows that they are not following the right track, right path. And they would not accept Islam. And whether they are advised or not, they are not going to believe. And the high status of righteousness, they are not going to attain that one. So in these verses, Allah Almighty has explained it fully, that the guidance will be given, can only be attained by those people who are righteous people, and those who are having ill intention, and those who really want to get benefit from it. This is ingrained in their nature, the piety. Only these people, and they are purely, absolutely pure in their heart and mind, they can benefit from the Holy Quran. And those people who are not righteous, and they cannot benefit from the guidance of the Holy Quran, and it is not possible that this guidance should be reaching these people. So in order to understand this guidance, and to listening to this guidance, the taqwa, the righteousness, is a basic prerequisite. And those people who listened, they were Abu Bakr and Abu Jahl. But those people who were seekers after truth, they accepted it. Hazrat Abu Bakr and Umar, they attained such a position which will be written in gold till the end of the times. And Abu Jahl was such people that he met his worst disaster and failure. So there are some people today as well who are attempting to change this book. They would also see their bad end, and their efforts are not going to be successful at all. This is the promise of Allah Almighty. But those people who listen and read the pure teaching of this Holy Quran with pure heart and mind, that is going to bring about a great change in their lives. Huzur says that another quotation from Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. I read again because the time is very limited now. I thought I should give this summary, but summary is very difficult to explain, but therefore I am going to read all of it. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, he says that Allah Almighty has claimed that the teaching in the Holy Quran is very perfect, as he says, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati, that today I have perfected my religion for you and gave its culmination. And in another place, Allah Almighty has explained this perfection and culmination in another way. Alam tara kaifa zaraballahu masalan kalimatan tayyibatan kashajaratin tayyibatin asluha sabitun wa faruha fis sama tutiyu kulaha تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ اجْتُثَّتْ مِنْ فَوْقِ الْأَرْضِ مَا لَهَا مِنْ قَرَارٍ يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَيُذِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ. Have you not seen that how Allah Almighty has given the example of this perfect religion with a pure heart, with a pure tree? The example is like a very pure tree, and the roots are very firmly established, and the branches are spread in the skies, in the heaven, and it gives forth its fruit. At its appointed time, fresh fruit is given. And these are the examples which Allah Almighty explains for the benefit of people so that they can learn a lesson. And the impure word, the example of that is like a tree who is uprooted from the earth. And that word which is firm and strong, that Allah Almighty gives to the people, and those people, those who turn away from that, those people who commit injustice, they do not get the guidance from Allah Almighty unless they are really, they have the desire to get that. The zalim and the people who commit injustice, they do not get the guidance unless they really desire. And the meaning of the verses should be taken which are in conformity with other verses, and the explanation given by revelation is more reliable than any other explanation. And the excellence of the Holy Quran is in 3 points. That the first point is that asluha sabitun, that this is the first point which Huzur has mentioned, that and this point should be very clear, that it is based on the truth, and a person should have the full faith about his faith, full faith and full, and with the word ardh here, the human nature is mentioned there, as Allah Almighty has mentioned in this verse. The summary of that is that the faith should be, they should be in conformity with the pure nature of human beings, and the root of that should be firmly rooted in the heart of a person, and that should be in conformity with the human nature. That is the summary of that. And the second indication, the second quality is the faith and the human nature should become one. That is the first thing. And the second is the furuha of sama, that its branches are going to all the sides. And those who are considering the sahifa-e fitrat, the nature, the human divine creation, and when they ponder over that, then the truth becomes very clear to them. And when they think over the teachings, then and the actions which are mentioned in the Holy Quran, and the morals which are mentioned in the Holy Quran, when these things are at their highest level, and to such a degree where nothing more can be added, and they come to that high level of the sky, and then the third quality mentioned here is that toti ukulaha kullahine, that at every time fresh fruit is provided by the tree. So it should not become like a dry tree which does not have any fruit on it. So one can see that Allah Almighty has explained what he mentioned in the Holy Quran, al-yawma akmaltu lakum, that has been explained by Allah Almighty, that these three qualities should be present there. And similarly, as the three qualities are mentioned, Allah Almighty has also proved that these things are there in the Holy Quran and in the teaching. And the first base is in this wording of Kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. And this has been explained in the Holy Quran in all great detail. And if I go attempt to write all the arguments, it cannot be exhausted. It cannot be written in full. And Musi Maudullah Aslat Wasalam says that Faruha fi Sama, that the branches are going to the sky, and those people who are observing the laws of nature, they would be able to see that, and that would prove to be the teaching of great excellence. And this point is related with the first one which Allah Almighty has mentioned. For example, Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din. It means that Allah Almighty is the Lord of all the universe, and the ultimate cause of everything is God Almighty, and all the cause and means, they are created by Him. And the quality of rububiyat encompasses everything, and one of that is the faith, and without and He provides all those things which are required by people, and He is Rahim, that those people who do good deeds, He is always helping those people and takes them to the highest point, and He is Malik-e-Yawm-e-Din, that every reward and punishment is in His hand, and He is going to deal with the people accordingly, whether to punish the people or to that will be appropriate to His quality, and if He is going to forgive them, that is also one of His quality. Then he says that the third quality which is mentioned here is, Huzur says that I have left something in between, that toti ukulaha kullahinim, that one quality of the great book is that the fruit that it promises, it should not be a fruit, it should not be a promise only, but that fruit is actually provided. And this is exactly what it has been provided in the form of the teaching of the Holy Quran, that all these promises which were made in the Holy Quran, and by the fruit means the promise to meet with God Almighty, meeting with God Almighty and speaks to those people, and this is actually the fruit, and these are the things which Allah Almighty gives to His chosen people, as He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَّحِيمٍ. That those people who say that our Lord is Allah, and they became very steadfast, and they did not deviate, and various types of earthquakes and trials were there, but they stuck to their position, then the angels come down to them, assuring them that don't worry, and don't be afraid of that, and you are going to get which has been promised to you, and you are given the heavenly life that has been granted to you, and this will start like this, that we are your, we will take care of you completely in this very life and in the life to come, and in this heavenly life, whatever you will ask for, that will be granted to you. This will be a hospitality from that God who is Ghafoor Rahim, most forgiving and most merciful. And this is related to that verse, Toti Okulaha Kullahinim Bizne Rabbiha. And Faruha Fisama, one thing was omitted regarding that, that the excellence of this teaching is that how is it that this teaching is excellence, that all the teachings which came before the Holy Quran, they were confined to a certain requirement of time and the people to whom that teaching was given, and they did not have the quality of benefiting the whole world, and those teachings were confined for those people to whom it was given and the time at which it was given. But the Holy Quran is for the whole of mankind and for all times. For example, that in the teaching of Moses, more emphasis was on punishment, and as it is said, tooth for tooth and nail for nail, eye for eye, that is mentioned there, and in the teaching of Messiah, more emphasis on forgiveness, Both the teachings are not valid all the times. Actually, at appropriate time, one has to adopt the right thing, either to revenge or to forgive. And this is, as it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, جَزَاؤُ سَيِّئَةٌ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا فَمَنْ عَفَا وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, that the punishment of a vice is according to the according to that vice. But if somebody forgives, and it should be done at a right time, in a right way, and this is the right way to follow. And the forgiveness, it means here that if there is a habitual thief, and if you forgive that, then he will be doing it again and giving harm to other people. And in this way, this crime will be further expanding in society, and it will create more disorder in society. So, Musi Maud Salatu Islam says that now which teaching would be better? That afaw at the time of afaw, the forgiveness at the time of forgiveness, and punishment at the time of punishment. That Allah Almighty gives the command that you should always be establishing justice, do justice, and you should also be going to high degrees of goodness. And you should deal with the people in such a way that they are as if related to you. And first one goes for the justice, and then the next stage is ihsan, and then he goes further, and he loves other people just like the mother loves her children. These are the three stages of goodness. So Huzur says that after this perfect teaching, what other book you are waiting for, and we should wait for? And this book is not only related to one nation or one people, but it has mentioned all the stages of guidance for all the people. Those who are uncivilized, they were taught about civilization. Then those people without morals, they were taught morals. And this is the favor of Allah Almighty, that from their physical conditions they have been taken up to the moral standards, and then further increase them to higher stages of morality, that and it took them further on and on, so that the doors of spirituality were open for these people. And first they came to the from the moral standard, then they further extended to the spiritual stages after that. And then he says that these doors were opened, and not only that much, but thousands of people were able to enter through those doors. And so the teaching of the Holy Quran, as it is comprehensive. Therefore, this claim is there, that this teaching has been revealed by me, and I have perfected it. As Allah Almighty says, Al Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati Wa Raditu Lakum Al Islam Deena. That today I have perfected your religion for you, and I have made my bounty to the point of culmination, and I have chosen this religion of Islam for you. And that means to forget oneself completely for the sake of Allah, and submit to Allah thoroughly and completely. And one should consider one's salvation through one's own sacrifice. The salvation will be attained through the sacrifice of oneself, not through any other means. And this is the point which is ultimate of all the beautiful teachings which is mentioned in the Holy Quran. So this beautiful teaching, Huzur says, was given to that great Prophet of Allah Almighty, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he conveyed this teaching to us. And this is such a teaching that no previous teaching or any future book can in any way compete with this great book. May Allah enable us to understand the teaching of this book and to apply that in our life, and also to enable us to spread this message to other people.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.